a voice inside the traveler's head. "We can't go in there. That's a barrier." And after a few seconds, an answering voice from deep within. "The only limitations, the only limitations are those that we successfully argue for." And as the traveler looked up, the horse simply passed effortlessly into the welcoming forest, following the trail deeper into the coolness, the timelessness of the ancient forest. As the trail turned left and the trail turned right, climbing gently and down again. And the traveler began to realize that to find the right path was simply a shortcut to the destination, a more efficient way of getting there. And soon the horse halted beside a small wooden footbridge, and tossing his head a certain way, the traveler knew, without knowing how, to slip to the ground and walk over that bridge to find self in the Garden of Choices, which was filled with a wonderful array of flowers, a peacefulness, tranquility, a waterfall, a pond, trees, shrubbery, a beautiful setting, scents and aromas. And leaning against a rock, reclined the old man, who gestured to the traveler to join him. And the traveler sat and began to feel even more comfortable as the tranquility of the garden enveloped him. As the old man selected a fruit from a nearby tree, he placed it in the traveler's hand, and the traveler sniffed the fruit and felt its texture, different than anything felt or sniffed before, and yet somehow, almost, vaguely familiar. The traveler took a small bite and enjoyed a wonderful, exotic flavor, and swallowed. And from deep within, a feeling of knowing began to permeate the body. Even more familiar now, and awareness began, welling up from deep inside. And the old man simply watched with satisfaction, and sweeping his hand in such a way, the traveler knew to reach out and select yet another fruit, and biting into it, once again rewarded with an absolutely exquisite, exotic taste, yet once again, vaguely, almost familiar. And as that taste was swallowed, a new feeling began from deep within. A feeling of confidence in one's own abilities, blending with a sense of knowing and awareness, which developed the ability to focus the attention and intention as the traveler selected a third fruit. And biting in and swallowed. Different, somehow, yet again, vaguely familiar, exotic. And as the traveler swallowed that flavor, a blending with the knowing and the awareness, the newfound focus and confidence in self's abilities, and a sense of purpose, a certain lightness, as the traveler looked.